Closeout can be the hardest part of the project if not managed properly. Hey there, elite contractors. Glad to have you here in another episode of the Contracting Coachcast, your place to find ideas, tips, and knowledge to help you take your contracting career or business to the next level. I'm Tony Booth, your host and founder of ContractingCoach.com, where you can find this Coachcast along with other great tools and resources to help you build a prosperous contracting business or career. Thanks, everybody, for joining me on this Wednesday, June 12th. We're going to talk about the dreaded part of the project, the most dreaded phase for me anyway, and that's that closeout portion, that end of the job. We all know how hard that can be, how hard it can be to get that last bit finished up. And it doesn't matter if it's a small job, you went in and painted somebody's bedroom for them, to building a highway or a building. That little bit at the end can always just seem so maddening and drag on. You know, you look at the, you know, take the bedroom for instance, right? We go in there, we walk through it, we do a great job, we punch it out, we look at it, you know, we do all this stuff and we give it to the owner, and, you know, 3 days later we get a phone call of something showed up, you know, some spot that we missed. And not saying that the owner's doing anything wrong, it's just something was missed and we got to go back, you know. And then on the big jobs, you know, we know how that stuff can go. And there's all kinds of paperwork and things like that. And, you know, throughout the project, we face so many challenges. We beat our schedules, we have budgets, all those things, and we work so hard, you know, to get all those things managed, organized, and knocked out. And then we get to the end, and it just seems like, man, we cannot wrap this project up. What is the issue here? It seems like most of this stuff should be, you know, a real short time. I mean, when you think about the work that we put in place, you know, we go in and build out a retail store. We go in there for a couple months and we do a heck of a lot of work. And we get down to that last 1% of the job, which is, you know, a couple hours of an electrician, a couple hours of a painter, a couple hours of this person, and a couple hours of that person. And, you know, a project manager doing some paperwork. And you think of it all, and there's the amount of man hours to do the punch out is minimal compared to what else we put in, yet it just seems to go on forever, you know? And it's always a struggle. I just never was real successful at getting this. Finally got it down to a pretty good process that I had down on the last few large projects I did. We did do a good job and knocked a lot of stuff out, but it's still like, it's still that grind to me. That was always the grind of the project. It was the part I just didn't enjoy it anymore. You know, it was like all this stuff that had to get done. I mean, the most fun I had when it came to closeout, the only part I liked the most, was challenging myself to do the pre-punching so that when the client walked in and looked at my work, they had very little to point out. But the rest of it, you know, all that paperwork, all that kind of stuff, it just seemed like it was such a drag. And I know, you know, looking back at it and thinking about it, I know why, because, you know, we're builders and we like to see the results. You know, we like to see what we've created. And when it comes to closeout, it just seems like we're not really creating anything, you know. So it ends up being a struggle. We all know it is. And I think a lot of it also stems from not just the point that there's no real sense of accomplishment of turning in a bunch of warranties or, you know, those kind of things, but it's also, we also look at it like, you know, the man hours involved, the effort involved is so small compared to the rest of the project that we don't really give it its fair assessment and its fair attention. Because it really is difficult. If you start to really think about what a whole closeout, and when I'm talking about closeout, that's everything from, you know, finishing the work, those last little dragging items, getting the punch list done, getting it accepted by the code officials or the owner or whoever needs to sign off on it, getting all the paperwork submitted and approved. And that can vary, right? If you're just dealing with a homeowner, maybe you don't have a whole lot to give them, maybe just a warranty form and some other stuff that we've talked about in the past. But if you get on to some other projects with, you know, especially large commercial projects, there can be all kinds of paperwork that goes in. Government contracts can be even worse. So, you know, it is difficult. And we just don't, we often don't treat it as such. We kind of just leave it out there. I mean, I remember, you know, looking at schedules that I had professional schedule people create. And looking at them going, well, where's time to finish this up? You know, they've got installing flooring and finished paint and signage and things like that as like the last week of the contract, and it's got contract completion. And I'm like, you know, and that was extending completely out to the end of my completion date. And I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't work. Like, I'm not going to be able to go in there, be finished painting on Friday and hanging signs and things like that, and have the owner walk in on Monday and say, great job, see you later, Tony. You know, it wasn't going to work. And they just wouldn't, they just didn't have it in there. They weren't putting the emphasis on it either. So it is a difficult time. We got to remember, you know, if you're a prime contractor, we have to remember our trades that we're trying to get to come back and do punch list work, they're off to their next job, you know? And yeah, it's just a little bit of stuff, but they're losing production somewhere else, you know? So we've got to do a good job to try to coordinate it as best as possible. And then for, you know, the trade people out there, you know, you're up against things where maybe you're the painter and the electrician hasn't finished their punch yet. So you show up, you do your punch, electrician comes out, they do a couple things, and now there's more punch list work on your side. You know, maybe they had an outlet in that was a little crooked and the plate was on it, you painted all around it, but then when they moved it now, you know, you got something, you know, showing up there. So there's, we just have to remember it's a tough time because the trades are off to the next job. Project managers, superintendents, they're focusing on their next projects. They've got stuff going hot and heavy. So it's hard to come back and take care of those little things. We just don't have the time. So what I learned to do, and as I said, I learned how to actually manage this phase of the project pretty well. I still never cared for it, still never enjoyed this part of the project. But what I did do is start sprinkling some of it earlier in the job. So it was kind of like that, okay, I get to spend 4.5 days working on the fun stuff of the project, watching the project come together. And I'll spend a half a day a week on this stuff in the grind of getting that closeout done. But if we plan for it properly, we can, you know, we can actually manage this and make the best of it. And it starts in that project planning process. As I mentioned, we had schedulers put together schedules that didn't include time for closeout. So that was a clear sign to me that we had an issue. So we, you know, make sure that we have it in our schedule. Make sure we address it in our contract agreements. If we're a subcontractor and we hire sub tiers, or we're prime hiring subs, make sure it's addressed in there. I started putting that as part of my scope of work, and I also would put it in my durations that they had X number of days to complete all closeout work, all punch list and stuff like that. When it came to paperwork, we had a clause in our we added a clause in our contract that had them that they had to have all closeout documentation, the samples, because some things you can't get till you get a closeout date. But they had to get all that stuff together and submit it to us at the point when their work got 75% complete. This allowed us to collect all that stuff and get other people working on it to get it into us ahead of time, so we weren't running around at the end. So we just got to really look at what we can put together and how we can manage this in a proper way. So, as I said, it starts in the planning phase. When you're going through planning your project, make sure you've accounted for closeout in your schedule. Make sure you've addressed it in your scope of work. You've addressed it in your contract durations in your agreements. And like, I've even made people put it in the schedule of values as a billable line item. That was another way that we were able to get a little bit more emphasis and response from our trades, was to actually have a line item. The last line item on their schedule of values was punch out and close out documentation. And we would assign a value to that so that we, you know, we're still holding a little bit of money for you to finish that up. And it was, you know, when you got to the end of the job, like, look, hey, knock this out. There's another $2,000 or whatever we were holding, right? But if we plan it out in the beginning during the planning process, we really put that emphasis on it, it'll really start to change things for you and make you more efficient at knocking those that last phase out. Then I would have the project team create a log. It's one of the things, you know, about halfway through the project, we would start working on our log, where we would go through all the specs and all the plans and all the documentations and everything out there, and we would make a log of all the things required to be submitted on our contract. Similar to a submittal log, it would be managed the same way. In fact, some of them actually were in our submittal logs. Depending on the architect we were working for, sometimes the architect did a great job and added those submittal, closeout, warranty, submittal type things right into the submittal log, so we knew all along. But if we didn't have that, we had somebody scan the contract and the specs and everything and determine all that is required to be submitted during the closeout phase. So once you have that log, now, you know, you can start collecting a lot of the documentation early. You can get out there. If you have warranties, if you have, you know, certificates of compliance and things like that are required. You may have some as-builts of specific items and manufacturer's data and operation and maintenance data. So you can start collecting that stuff early on and getting it all compiled so it's ready to go when you get near the end. So we would start, as I mentioned, we would start about halfway through the project was when we'd start working on all this and really start collecting these documents, getting this stuff in and getting it assembled and ready to go to the owner. What we did on our projects, the last three or four large projects that I ran with my teams, we were able to complete our closeout in less than 30 days. That was a goal we had set. And we had set a goal that our punch list was less than, I think the last job we did was less than 15, and we actually only ended up with about 9 or 10 items. And that's everything from touching up that spot on the wall, right? That was everything. And this was a 40,000 square foot building. It was a little bit easier, I will admit. It wasn't like a hotel room type building. It was a training facility. So there were some things that, you know, would be a little bit different there because, you know, but it was a chore. We went out and achieved it because that's what we shot for. We shot for 25 and under and or whatever we shot for. I don't remember at the time, but it was pretty amazing that we got to what we did. So then the other thing there, you know, on that project, we finished up, we got our punch list done really quick. We had all our documentation, all our O&M manuals, and this was a government project. So when I say documentation, we would provide to them at the end of a project probably 4 3-inch, 3-ring binders full of documentation, plus prints, written as-built and electronic as-built. We finished all that up in that 25 days as well. We had most of the documentation all put together ahead of time. Once we got near the end of the project, we went out, got our drawings taken care of, got the copies made. We had all that stuff submitted, wrapped our project up within 30 days. Signed, sealed, delivered, gone, paid, right? That was quite an accomplishment because we had worked on other projects. I had went and cleaned up other projects that had drug on. We were still doing stuff 6 months after they walked away from the project. We were still back trying to finish up punch lists and documentation. So it's tough, but it can be managed, right? But the key is to get out there and do it. Put that whole package together, get your plan together, start early. When it comes to punching out the building, we've got to pre-punch it. If you're a trade contractor, you don't want these phone calls. You don't want to be constantly being called back for the next 2 months to come fix this, fix that. So get out there and pre-punch your work. Check the stuff. If you think it's good, if you go through and really check it, what's somebody else going to find? As long as you put the real eye on it, not the eye like, oh, that's good enough, we'll let it go. You can't do the I can't see it from my house type thing. You go in and you make sure you did your job right. It will save you so much time in the long run. So get it done. Go pre-punch. Get it all done before the next person has to inspect it. Whoever you know, if you're the electrician, inspect your work before the prime does. And then if you're the prime, inspect everybody's work before you have your owner do it or before the architect does it, okay? Get this stuff out. Get it done ahead of time. So the last part here, right, if you manage the paperwork right, do the pre-punching so that when you do that walkthrough, when you get to the end, it's easy to wrap it up. Then the last thing we do is just, you know, what we did at the end of our projects that really started turning it around was setting these goals, right? Like setting these goals to get things done and actually planning out those goals. What I was doing a lot of times, I think it was several projects, we started doing little like closeout luncheons and things like that for the teams too. Like, okay, if we hit this, I'm taking everybody out to lunch. We would even grab some of the trades, say, come on, you know, we're getting lunch catered in or whatever. You know, on that last job, we had a nice little party. I think we had like a pizza party one Friday because we had gotten out of there ahead of time. So there's a lot of things we can do. We can reward, we can manage. The goal, the main thing here is you want to get this stuff wrapped up as fast as possible. And like anything else, what gets measured gets managed. So pay attention to it, okay? Pay attention to closeout. Start in the beginning, put the emphasis on it, and you can knock that final phase out quickly and easily. That's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Everybody have an amazing day. Stop waiting, start building.